We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Seven 15 now on this Monday morning. Windy, cloudy outside. Slight risk for severe weather tonight, this afternoon and tonight. But then for the rest of Holy Week, all in all, pretty nice. Highs today of 80, going to be warm. And then highs of 78 tomorrow after those showers clear out early. Highs of 76 on Wednesday, Thursday, sunny, nice. Highs of 72 then, and warms. Highs of 74 on Good Friday, plenty of sunshine. Dry, though, through the weekend. Highs of 76 on Saturday and Easter Sundays. You're talking about a high of 80 degrees, a little bit humid, so you'd be able to get out there and boil your crawfish, maybe have a little fan going or something in the background. You'd be all right. Cameron Henry joins us right now, Louisiana State Senator, getting an update on the session. How are you, Cameron?
Morning, buddy. How's everything with you?
I'm all right. Tell me what it's like, Ben, being Senate President.
It's been fun. You know, I'm enjoying it. There's challenges along the way, but we're all working as a pretty good team up in Baton Rouge. So we're moving the state in the right direction. It's not going as fast as we would like, but there's a process in place. So we're doing what we need to do right now.
What would you like
How's
to
everything
see?
Everything with you.
What would you? Everything's good. What would you like to see move faster?
Well, you know, just the process itself that we use is somewhat of a methodical process, and a bill has to go through, you know, the steps of the legislature before it gets sent to the governor. I would love to have the property insurance bills that we're going to hopefully pass off the floor this week. I'd love to have had those to the governor the first week, but obviously that's just not a process. The process doesn't move that fast. I really want to give Commissioner Temple some ammo to go help us with our property insurance rates right now. And I think if we can move the bills off the Senate floor to this week, he can start having those conversations with the reinsurers in London and really try to attract more companies here on the property insurance side. I mean, that's a huge deal for a lot of big, there are a lot of important issues in Baton Rouge, don't get me wrong. But that specific issue has kind of gravitated to the top issue in Baton Rouge that we're trying to run through right now.
I think it needs to. I think that's what's on everybody's mind. I think that's what directly affects most people. And along those lines, here's my take on it, Senator. I'm saying, you know what? What we're doing now is not working. It's going to be hard to make it worse. So if this is what this new insurance commissioner wants to do and he's in the business, then I say, as you said, give him the tools that he needs. If it doesn't work, somebody needs to be held responsible for that. Then again, maybe it's a problem that can't be fixed. I don't know. But I think I'm in the majority politically. I'm just wondering, what are you hearing from your constituents about this? Because I've been making the analogy to Mutiny on a Bounty, where people want to see the insurance companies flogged, but that's not going to result in more affordable or available insurance. So your thoughts on all of that?
Well, that's the difficult balance that we're going through right now. I mean, you have a group of people, a significant group of people in Louisiana, who have or are currently suing their insurance company because they don't believe their policies were paid in time, the claims were not paid in time. There's a significant number of the states, specifically in South Louisiana, that are doing that. Then you have another group of constituents that have no issues with their insurance company whatsoever, other than their rates have gone up. Mm-hmm. So one group wants to make sure that you have the tools in place to where if an insurance company does not follow through on their promise to pay your claim, you have the ability to take action. Simultaneously, you need to make sure that the tools you're giving them aren't in a way that prevent insurance companies from coming here, right? I mean, they can just leave, or they can go bankrupt, or they can go insolvent, all the things that we've seen happen. So we're trying to find that balance of having the state open for business to get insurance companies here that will lower the rates for everyone while simultaneously not ceding all of our authority to file claims against an insurance company. And if we have to, take legal action when they don't cover the cost of, you know, fixing your roof. And I'm sure there's stories abound by people listening of people that either have done or have a friend that have, or family member that have had to sue an insurance company because they dragged their feet playing paying the claim. And that's the tough spot we're in. But we're, you know, everybody's working very methodical with that as the end goal. And our insurance commissioner has been helpful with it. The governor's been helpful with it. Senator Talbot has helpful with it. Speaker DeVilliers on the other side is working well with this. So we're all trying to get there. It's just a process that's very it can get a little frustrating. But we're going to get there. We don't have a choice not to.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody over the weekend that has a double, and the double, the previous tenants damaged it, and now they're faced with a situation where they're going to have to get another tenant because the insurance went up so much. They're looking at a home equity line of credit just to pay for the insurance. And I'm just thinking, I didn't want to say anything, but chances are that's never going to go down. Do you really see insurance coming down in the state, Cameron? Or do you think maintaining it where it is or making it more available would be the goal before we get to affordability? Is it ever going to really become more affordable? What would you say to somebody?
Well, I mean, the more insurance companies that we can bring here, the rates, by the nature of the fact you have more competition, it will allow at least for the opportunity to, if someone really wants your business, they can lower the rates because now they're competing with each other. Mm-hmm. Our pool of insurance companies here is so small that there's very limited competition. And when the majority of people are on Citizens, which has to be the highest, right, has to be the highest. So if we can get an insurance company in here, anyone that comes off of Citizens is going to get a lower rate by the nature of how Citizens are structured. So is it going to be, are we going to pass 5 or 6 bills this session and a month later my insurance is going to go down? No, it's going to take a process to go through that, but we've got to try. Like, we've got to do it because there's not a section of Louisiana, north or south, east or west, that is not directly impacted by the rates of this homeowner's insurance.
You know,
let me take a break, Cameron.
We'll pick it up here when we come back. We'll pick it up when we come back because I think I want to talk about expectations and what people can realistically expect if everything, like you're talking about, going about it in a methodical manner, if at the end of the session, which maybe it'll wrap up early, we'll see. I'll ask you about that as well. Realistically, what can they look for? What kind of improvement can they look for in the insurance market in a year, 2, 3, 4, 5, et cetera? We're talking to Louisiana State Senator Cameron Henry, who is the Senate President. More when we come back, 722. Traffic now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:27 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to State Senate President Cameron Henry about the legislative session. The big issue that's on everybody's mind, of course, is insurance, and I think that is the biggest challenge that the legislature's facing, at least the thing that they can help people the most with. But Cameron, what is realistic? What can people? What's the best possible case that people can look for as it relates to change with their insurance rates as a result of this session? And how? What kind of timeline are you looking at?
Well, I mean, the best result is that we've put the market, we put the state in a position to attract insurance companies here. That's number one. We get more competition here.
I understand that, but I'm saying what would that look like for the average ratepayer, the average homeowner? You're talking about, and that goes to what I said before. Does that mean like, well, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be next year. And what kind of, do you have any goal? How do you know, I guess, that you've accomplished something, Cameron? Does it come down to depopulating citizens? Is that the first benchmark you're looking at?
Right. The first benchmark is to pull people out of citizens. And that's a pool of built-in clients that an insurance company has, right? They can come in, take people out of citizens, and know they're giving them a lower rate, right? So you have a pool of people that if you want to start an insurance company, you could go in, and that's your group of people right there. You know you can go get those.
So let me stop you right there since we're running out of time and go directly to that, depopulating citizens. What's the best possible case for getting people off as citizens and having enough competition in the marketplace where they can get off that citizens and the higher rate by law that they have to pay?
Meaning the percentage-wise or how someone's going to be
able
to get
in general. Yeah, like you're a finance guy, so you deal with numbers, and I'm just thinking realistically, if everybody – people that are on citizens right now, if the first step, Cameron, stay with me, is the first step – the first benchmark is to depopulate citizens. What's a realistic expectation for people that are on citizens right now to find a less expensive alternative?
I think after this session, I think we should be able to get about 30 to 40% of the people off of citizens is what the insurance commissioner is aiming for. But obviously, that's not the goal. We can have a greater number than that. But it's going to take people actively pursuing, like making phone calls every 6 months to try to find new insurance companies that have been brought here. If the idea of keeping the same insurance company for your whole life, you know, back in the day when I was younger, that's what we did. That's over now. Mm-hmm. You have to be shopping every 6 months for a new insurance policy to see which ones have come here. And the insurance commission has been doing a good job of posting those on his website of the companies that are now in business in Louisiana moving in. So it's a process, but I need everybody to stay vigilant with it, because we've all got to get these insurance companies in here so we can get lower rates.
I think it's some valuable information, Cameron, in terms of expectations, et cetera. And I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy.
You bet. State Senator Cameron Henry, the Senate president. That's interesting when he said the days of doing business with the same insurance company all your lives, those are over. All your life is over. Those days are over. And you got to be shopping almost every 6 months to see what new companies are available. So there you go. We'll take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. When we come back, Tommy Tucker, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.